Hey, this is 11L Radio New York International, and I got my buddy George Usher on the line. Hey, George, how you doing?
All right, Dave, I'm still here.
Yes.
I'm not anywhere. I'm still cooking here in the West Village.
Well, that's good. That's good. You know, you making any music? You doing anything creative while you're sitting home and staring at the walls, or just doing work for the man?
Well, I'm working from home for my day job, but at the same time, that's only so many hours in the day, and I'm always writing songs, so I'm still working on stuff. We'll see. I work on home demos on my. I have a home. What is it? A Pro Tools outfit that's like 10 years obsolete,
Okay.
That's what I do my demos on.
Okay.
And my demos all sound terrible, but they're not supposed to sound good because they're just demos, you know.
Well, so but again, when they release the...
turns into this album or that album, what?
But when they release the George Usher, Usher box set demos, that's where you're going to make the money, man. They want the demos.
Well, I hope so. And I hope they don't come out after I'm dead and then people just add drums and bass to them like the Buddy Holly stuff.
George George Usher with strings, right.
So I have to put the fireballs backing me up or something,
Well, that would work. that would work. So you're safe,
well,
you're secure? Are you safe, you're secure where you are temporarily?
I mean, it's strange here in the West Village because... in my building, there aren't many people, so there isn't much of a chance of catching a virus, let's say, from people coming in and out of the building. But the streets here in the West Village are pretty empty.
Right.
And it's kind of spooky.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's not much of a police presence.
Right.
And here, I live on West 4th Street by Washington Square Park.
Uh-huh.
And traditionally... this is a magnet area for the homeless and for folks who have just been released from Rikers, because the Rikers folks go and play chess in the park.
Right.
And the homeless are able to beg for money
mm-hmm.
from the tourists and from the students who go to NYU here on West 4th Street. And because this is a hub of the West Village. And the tourists aren't really here, obviously.
Right. And NYU students.
The students aren't here.
They're gone, right. But, they went home, yeah.
But the homeless and the guys from Rikers are.
Ah.
So if you go out to, like, take your laundry in, or you go to get your medicine a couple of blocks up at Bigelow Chemist.
Yep, I know where that is. I know exactly where that is.
Exactly, right. The oldest apothecary in the country.
Uh-huh.
As they like to advertise, or you go to, the Gristini's up the street, it might just be 10 minutes, but you are sort of in a place where people are, just the normal people asking you for money, are a little more desperate and a little more violent than you're used to.
Yeah, because business isn't good. Business isn't good. You don't want to get within 6 feet of anyone.
Well, not just that, but there aren't folks walking around, and there isn't a police presence.
Right.
And so you could get mugged really quickly.
Wow.
And I understand there have been a number of muggings, because everybody's desperate. There's a lot of... And it's not just... I don't want to... lay it on the homeless and just on the Rikers people.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy who looks like a, because I've seen his picture online, he looks like a kind of a hipster dork.
Really?
He's been mugging people with a knife and a gun,
Oh, gee.
Because he's out of work.
Yeah.
And he needs his money, and he's been mugging people in the neighborhood. And so, an older guy like me who goes out, you never know what you're walking into. I'm just saying. I'm not sure.
It sounds like the Wild West.
The street,
It sounds like the Wild West.
It kind of is. And it is right now because of a number of other physical ailments I won't go into. I'm walking with a cane right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always ready to raise my cane.
Raise cane. And yeah, exactly. You know, I can see you with the cane. On God. You know,
you
knock them unconscious, you grab their wallet, and then there you go. You got a couple of bucks. You got pizza for dinner, you know, really.
That's right. You know, it's I'm laughing, but it's wild.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, George, listen, we got to move on because we've got so many guests. I'm glad you're doing well. If there's anything you need.
I'm making music. I'm working my day job. I got my stuff going on. I'm so glad you're still on the radio and music is still going on. And I'm so glad that you're still rocking, Dave.
Well, thank you. You know, this is not my anniversary 13th. It really is. But it's my celebration of you, my friends, the musicians.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you. Who feed my addiction of music. You know, that's...
I love you, my friend.
Listen, be well. Hey, I got a song I want to spin. It's Lisa Burns and George Usher, Wonder Drug. You think people are taking drugs and or medication, self-medicating with alcohol or something maybe stronger these days? Hey, George, this goes out to you. Let's talk again soon, buddy. You be well?
All right, Dave. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Take care, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
We got Wonder Drug.
One day the prize was a bright bouquet, her secret life and her wedding day. Tuesday arrived on a velvet rug, and everyone walked in the wonder drug. Wednesday worlds were strong and wide, dull and brittle, weak and tired. Thursday arrived with a burst of love, and everyone needed the wonder drug.
The wonder drug is here for you, and all the others got to see. Even when it isn't true, the wonder drug is here for you.
Friday the previous was a little strong. It came on heavy like a drinking song. Saturday dropped from a floor above, and everyone begged for the wonder drug.
The one it opens up a paradise. The wonder drug can fill your eyes.
Sunday the voices cried in anger. Families won't die by the strength. Sunday is for the deafening blind, the wonder drug and the desperate kind, desperate kind, desperate kind.
It's magic in the air.
R&I.
Radio, I love radio. In my ears and everywhere. Radio, I love radio. It's magic in the air.